fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here, our second hour. The proper tip of the day is to enjoy time with friends and family. With the times we live in, it's highly likely that friends and family that you love and care for will not be here next year because they got the COVID clot shot. That's just an unfortunate truth. We have patiently waiting in green room, my friend, Professor James McKinney. Professor James McKinney taught astrophysics at Cornell University, taught mathematics at Cornell University. The author of 13 or so books, the most recent one I'm partway through. We'll talk about that more later. And advanced amateur archaeologist, advanced to the point where foreign governments consult with him, and a weekly talk show host. His website's linked at my links page at thelibertyman.com, which is down for the time being. We hope to have it back in a day or two. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning, John. Yes, winter solstice is upon us.
Today is the shortest day of the year, isn't it, sir?
Yeah, I think it officially is tomorrow, the 22nd. Really? It varies. Right. It can vary to the 20th to the 22nd, depending on things, but yeah, may as well say today.
Okay, close enough.
Yeah.
Well, my part of the world here in South Central Missouri, we're getting some serious winter beginning tonight. Maybe below zero with maybe 3 inches of snow. If you're in Michigan or Minnesota, you may laugh at what we call winter down here, but for us, it's serious.
I grew up in Minnesota, so I mean, there's no place colder, you know. I mean, the Dakotas, too, they get it. But Minnesota technically has the biggest swing of temperatures of any place on Earth. They have the highest temperature. Well, it's the highest swing. It's not the hottest place in the world, but in the summer, it can get up to 105. But in the winter, it can get down to like 65 below. And you can die in 5 minutes.
Was it Great Falls? Where is it the coldest place in Minnesota? Is it Great Falls?
International Falls.
International Falls, right.
International Falls. It's that little piece that sticks up out of Minnesota, other than the 48th parallel divides Canada and United States all the way from the West Coast to Minnesota, and then the Great Lakes take over. But right before that, there's that little bump that sticks up from Minnesota. I don't know.
Is there a geographical feature like a river where that pump is?
probably something. It goes straight up, like it's sort of physically straight, and then it, there must be a river or something there, waterways. It's all water there. You know, it's lots more water than land, let's just put it that way.
Well, Jim, I started reading your new book. In fact, I brought it to Dr. Huff's office yesterday to show him so he might get his own copy. But your new book is, it's only 100 pages, but you have a lot of information packed in there, don't you, sir?
And that's the thing. A lot of these books, people drag it out 200-300 pages, and it's really not necessary. There's a lot of fluff in there, and I don't do that. But it's, pretty dense and pretty important. It's very important because the history of man is what it's about, the history of the man and earth. And then the subtitle is Myths, Magic, and Mayhem. And the idea is that man's history is not accounted for in any modern reckoning. The real history, the real big events that shape man's true destiny through history. And that's what I do, is I fix that little problem.
Well, it's not a little problem.
Yeah.
It's a major problem.
It's a major problem.
You reference Dr. Velikovsky a couple of times in there. Dr. Velikovsky was a medical doctor and an amateur archaeologist. And his work, I regard some of the main part of his work as reconciling ancient calendars for the following reason. You cannot match up ancient events around the planet unless you reconcile the calendars first, can you, sir?
That's correct, and that's what he was doing. He was technically he was a psychologist, a PhD in psychology. So he was a clinical psychologist, and a lot of his work had to do with. And he was also a linguist, so he understood. For a while, he was the curator of the museum. I think it was in Israel, and I can't remember. Exactly, but so he had access to ancient texts, all kinds of ancient things, and so when he went about his study, it was like an open book. He really didn't know what he was going after, and what he found was that all of the ancient cultures were talking about this Venus event, and that's what he was looking for. He was looking for some kind of worldwide event that would rectify the calendars of the Chinese and the Indians, and then all around the world, the American Southwest, everybody. And so that's what he did, and he found the Venus event, which is reconciled with the Moses event, which I call them both of those things, when Moses was leading the Israelites out of Egypt. So the seven plagues, and I talk about this in my two CD set, it's the physics of ancient celestial disasters. But the book now refers to all of these other books that I've had in the past. But the seven plagues of Egypt are all attributable to the passing comet. As the comet approaches, for example, when we were kids, if we wanted to go fishing, we didn't go out and dig worms. We'd take a battery out of the car, and we'd take two wires, and we'd stick them down into the ground. And in 10 minutes, you had all the worms and bugs that you wanted. And so anyway, the bugs and things living in the earth come out of the earth. And so when the comet came by, the electric fields that were set up in the ground forced all this vermin to come up out of the ground, and those were the seven plagues. Remember the locusts, and remember the frogs, and all this stuff coming out of the ground was due to the comet coming. And then the red hand of death, or the sulfur dioxide clouds, the comet was drawing in the sulfur dioxide all the way out to Jupiter. Anyway, I go through all of these details. But that's what Velikovsky discovered. But that was just one event. We had the Noah's Flood. We have Atlantis going under. We have all of these distinct events that happened in the last 10,000 years.
Right. And another thing, another tidbit, this is for the Christians in our audience, which we have a mostly Christian audience. In the book of Isaiah, the Hebrew army needed 2 or 3 more hours of daylight to finish the battle and win the battle. And they got the extra hours of daylight. And what Valakowski said was the following. If the sun did not set over the Sinai Desert when it was supposed to, so the Hebrew army could win this battle, therefore, the sun did not come up over China when it was supposed to the following day. Of course, the Hebrews left behind a calendar. The Chinese had a calendar. And guess what? The sun did not come up when it was supposed to over China the next morning. So the authorities in China said to the scribes, hey, guys, you better write this down. It's pretty important.
Uh-huh.
That's... And so that's historical fact proving what was in the Bible, isn't it, Jim?
Exactly. And that's what Valakowski did. And by the way, Valakowski was just trashed. Carl Sagan
he was.
Became who Carl Sagan was, the movie star of the Cosmos series. He became that because he trashed Valakowski. And the Carl Sagan was the epitome of tier two science, a guy with a tremendously arrogant that ruled the roost. And, you know, I know that from firsthand because he was there when I was at Cornell. I mean, he was actually making the Cosmos series. But everybody was just like, he was like God. He was like, you know, people would bow down and worship. The parents would send their kids to Cornell and say, oh, my kid took his astronomy course from Carl Sagan. And that was just like, you know, like being in the same
room. The gold standard.
The platinum, you know, if there's a metal more precious, you know. Oh my goodness. Yeah. And it turns out that literally everything Sagan did was wrong. Literally. I mean, from the Venus greenhouse effect to the, I can't even, you know, it'd take us 10 shows to list them all, but was not considered a good science by his peers, even though he had 300 and some publications. All those were publications from his grad students who he ripped off. And I happen to know that because his secretary, Marie Jones, typed all my papers and work when I was publishing there.
Uh-huh.
And she told me, anyway, I got a bird's eye view into the life and times of Carl as we sat there. And that's back in the old typewriter days where you had to send in a perfect copy, you know, and if there was one mistake, she had to go back and retype the whole page.
Right.
And so she lived in this little trailer. She was an elderly lady, was the secretary in the space science department there, and had been through her years secretary for the physics, the space science, for Carl Sagan, for all these different people. And so it was interesting to get her vantage point. And she loosely used the term piled higher and deeper. She had no respect for these so-called NASA experts. Anyway, back to the book. So Sagan trashes Valakowski, but there was a lot more to it. And Valakowski, for example, was very adamant that the current Jewish population, what they call Jews in Israel, were not the people that came out of Egypt with Moses. And he was Jewish. Here's just Valakowski is Jewish. And he said, no, they were Israelites. And so, so he crossed a lot of boundaries. Let's just put it that way. And they wanted him destroyed.
Absolutely.
And also he brought up the point that comets are the cause of these ancient disasters. And that's something that the Vatican knew. And, of course, the Vatican, was at that time, 1950, when Worlds in Collision came out, were very aware that comets are the harbingers of doom, the big comets. And so they wanted to keep that information from the public. So there were many reasons why they had to bury Valakowski, which they did. And to this day, nobody can mention Valakowski in the so-called real world of science, because they will be just taken to the cleaners. They will lose their career. They will no publishing, no grants. So So you just don't do it if you want your career to last. And they all do, because where are those guys going to get a real job? You know, they got it pretty cush. I call it scientific vacation. So anyway, it's a rigged system. And today, the Carl Sagan, the modern Carl Sagan version is Neil deGrasse Tyson, who is the defender of the defender of the realm, so to speak, for all things good in NASA.
Another thing that was found by Velikovsky, the Hebrews were lost in the Sinai Desert for 40 years. They didn't have a green beret with a compass on a map, so they were lost. And they were hungry. And they woke up one morning and there was this brown, sticky substance laying on the ground that they could pick up and eat, they found out, called manna from heaven. It turned out that the folks living in South America, Northern Europe, and China all left written records, and they all woke up the same morning finding the same brown, sticky substance that they could pick up and eat. So it wasn't just the Hebrews in the Sinai Desert. It was people all over the planet, because the written record reflects people picking up the same brown, sticky substance and eating it all over the planet, didn't they, Jim?
Right, right. I talked about this on your show a while back, about the Hebrews or the Israelites and the whole chain all the way down to Christ. You can see it in the Bible. That's what the Bible is. It's mainly a genetic heritage of the
Old Testament, yeah.
The Old Testament, yeah. And all the way through the David, and then the house of David, and then Christ comes out of there. But these people were Hebrews. They were white, blue-eyed, blonde-haired. And a lot of those tribes ended up going up into what is now the Caucasus in Western Russia. That's why it's called Caucasians or Caucasus, is because these people were white. Then they moved western into northern Spain, up into Britain, and then eventually into what we call Scandinavia. So the Vikings and my ancestors and your ancestors were remnants of those lost tribes. And so anyway, I could go on and on about that, but those are just little pieces of history that have been stolen and obfuscated so that people really don't know. And we've been paying the price on that little gem throughout the history of the United States, whether it's really, anyway, but back to the book. It's really important, because what's going on right now in the world of, you might call it archaeology, is that a whole group of, you know, when big groups of academicians, people in space science, astronomy, when they all get on one thing, you know that there's some money involved. Right. And some grants, or potentially a Nobel Prize for some of the leaders of this. And so there's a group, it's called something like the Comet Working Group or something like that. Anyway, there's like 65 scientists who signed up for this, saying that there was a comet strike on Earth 12,000 years ago, 12,800 years ago, at the beginning of what is known as the Younger Dryas period, and that there was this comet impact, and that caused all of these things. All of these things, all at one time. So they're throwing everything in the kitchen sink in there, and this is getting a lot of fanfare. And that's why I put this book out when I did, is because, no, we've had stuff happen as little as 1500 BC was when the Moses event, and that's when Velikovsky's dating shows it. I don't personally pick dates, but Velikovsky is the master of that study and really shows that a number of major things, that the Egyptians that we think built the pyramids didn't build the pyramids. And there was a bondage, and it was an economic bondage of the Israelites. And it was a banking bondage, just like we're undergoing right now.
Amazing, amazing. We have a break. Call number is 512-248-8252. We'll be right back.
Thank you. Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on Long-Term Food Storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
Standing 6'4", weighing in 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science-analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the Republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the Republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. Fuck you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be a bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Did you know that essential oils have had a multitude of natural health and skin uses in history, but have been somewhat forgotten by recent civilization? Susanna's Secret offers 100% pure and natural oils at prices you can actually afford. Do you have a house or office with a musty smell or mold? Studies have shown that essential oils like the one in our Thief and Robbers blend will kill or inhibit mold, viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Just diffuse with it, and you will see the long-lasting effects that even synthetic chemicals don't achieve. Purifica, another one of our products used to clean and freshen your house or give a natural scent when drying laundry. For that special lady, we offer a ginger argan oil in a beautiful cosmetic bottle or a pure argan oil, a natural acne-fighting product. Check us out at SusannaSecret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S Secret.com. S-U-S-A-N-A-S Secret.com.
All right, we're back. My energy cleaner sale is in effect right now. However, my website's down. My order takers can't make use of my website. If you want an energy cleaner, $25 off, 25% off the mattress pad, just give me a call when the show's over at 314-965-3007. Visiting with Professor James McKinney. Jim, before we get to our next caller, you have a weekly radio show. Let people know how they can listen to the show live and to the archives, please.
Yes, John. Tomorrow night, Thursday evening, 6 p.m. Central Time from WWCR Nashville, Tennessee, the James McKinney Science Hour at the Crossroad airs and in its 22nd commercial-free year. And so I'm just finishing up my year-long expose on the history of my discoveries. Not my discoveries, but the history. So anyway, that's going on, so I encourage people to listen to that, and all the different ways to listen, including the archives, are on my webpage. And since John's page is down, usually it's linked there, but go there. The web short URL is jmccsci.com, seven letters.
All right. And,
I wanted to make a quick comment. You have this Please. Bumper music that just finished. I assume the audience heard that, too.
Sure.
I don't know. Aunt Benatar, I don't know who the singer was. She's looking for a hero. Where have all the good men gone?
That's right.
I've got an answer to that. They've been drugged through the U.S. court system. They've been robbed of their families and had to live in squalor, some of them, while they had their incomes completely devastated, were unable to see their families until their kids were 18. And so anyway, most of them have gone to other countries to find other women who were not raised in the American way. So that's where all the good men, there's lots and lots of them. I know them. John, you do too.
Right.
Most of them have gone. So
to reinforce what you said, I was in the legal system as a paralegal when back in 1972, 73, when no-fault divorce came in. It was like somebody threw a light switch nationwide as to the destruction of American families when that was changed. And what you said is absolutely true, Jim. And women are still looking for a good man, despite all the stuff going on. I think six time zones away, we have Orgon in Norway. Good morning, Orgon.
Good morning. It's Bonnie Tyler who sang the song. I remember this one. It's I'm glad you took it from the past now, John, and brought it forth. Pretty much forgotten about Bonnie Tyler at this point. Here is snow. Here is snowing. How is the weather over in the States?
Very cold.
Yes.
We're in a mini. Yeah, I wanted to mention that too, John, in Oregon. We're literally in a mini ice age right now. And the reason is because of some volcanic activity earlier in the year, which is there. If you look up any place on the planet, you're going to see these pink sunsets. That's the very high aerosol that's blocking the sun energy. And so all of the people who are still running around talking about global warming, just tap them on the shoulder and tell them that there are more factors than their little greenhouse effect, which doesn't work anyway, another Carl Sagan boondoggle. And that the Earth is going into a deep freeze right now.
We have a break. Everybody stay tuned. Organs, hold on. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
John Moore's private consultations are the most comprehensive services available any place, anywhere in the world.
They're available now and provide valuable knowledge and information that protects an individual, family, or group. We provide clarity, focus, and information for you and your associates for any situation. We have just the right knowledge, just the right information from just the right professionals. Schedule your consultation for your family or group now. Contact us at thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. Once again, thelibertyman.com.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste by going to rbnhemppaste.com. That's rbnhemppaste.com.
There's a point, 7,000 RPM, where everything fades. The machine becomes weightless, just disappears. And all that's left is a body moving through space and time. 7,000 RPM. That's where you meet it. You feel it coming, creeps up on you close in your ear. Ask you a question. The only question that matters. Who are you?
All right, we are back. We are back. My website is thelibertyman.com. Down for the time being, working diligently to get our website back up. In the meantime, my Christmas sale on energy cleaners is in effect right now until midnight the 26th. $25 off energy cleaners, 25% off mattress pads and micro plus throws. Just call me when the show's over. I'll be glad to take your order at 314-965-3007. I say again, 314-965-3007. Visiting Professor James McCanny. His website is jmccsci.com. And let's continue. Oregon, with your comments, please.
I'm just calling in a little bit. You're going to have to take it as you want to, but building on McCanny's work, I started several years ago doing also observation of the Milky Way to make informal weather predictions, because I am not trained in this, and I'm an artist, but I'm pretty freewheeling one. And I've kind of refined it over the years, and I found by making videos and keeping notes, I learn more. And now this autumn, I made a prediction for the winter season of 22-23, just about lasting all the way into May. Take or give a little at the end there. But so far, since mid-October till now, I feel that all the crucial details I could give have kind of panned out pretty much as expected. And I shared this with you earlier. And I also shared this with the wonderful world of Facebook, who has consequently taken me from triple digits down to single digits views on my post. So, well, it's a funny old situation. I'm kind of calling in just to hear what are you guys' take on this, and where should I pull it next? Because I would really like to continue developing this model, in a sense.
Okay, Argan. Thank you. John, are we there?
We're here. We're here. He had a question. It had to do with, I believe, weather prediction, didn't it, Jim?
Yeah. And the weather prediction is really a difficult one because, first of all the standard models don't make any sense at all, because the majority of our weather is controlled by electrical conditions from the sun. It has nothing to do with the amount of light coming in, although that is a big factor. Right now we're getting blocked from light hitting Earth because of these very high altitude volcanic dust layers that are circling the Earth. But yeah, there's thousands of factors, and a lot of them are not well known, including how much energy is coming in from the sun. So anyway, it's predicting the weather is, I probably know more about this than most people on the planet, and it's difficult.
It is. Okay, well, Argan, thank you for your call. Let's move on to Amit in Massachusetts. Good morning, Amit.
Good morning, Mr. Moore, and good morning, Professor McKinney. Thank you both for taking my call. I just want to add a little to what Professor McKinney said a few minutes ago about where the good men have gone. So I'm just reminded of my graduate school part one. I think I was a poor student, but I still subscribed to the local newspaper. I think it was St. Petersburg Times or Tampa Tribune. So it had a series on what sort of monstrosity the U.S. dating scene had become. And I think it was late 1980s or maybe early 91 or 92. So it said that when American woman met a man, the immediate questions were, what was your income and what car you drive? And that type of attitude was already driving American men away from, say, American women, and they were marrying or looking for foreign wives, so on and so forth. So I think Professor McKinney knows later developments that many have really left this republic. So that's all I wanted to add as a comment. Thank you.
Okay. Well, thank you, Amit.
Yeah, I knew a guy, John, that would say when women would ask what you do, he'd say, I'm a bricklayer, and they would walk away. But what he was, the kind of bricks he was laying were gold bricks. And and so anyway, well, there's, you know.
A gentleman I knew, he was an engineer at a St. Louis radio station, and I was a guest at that station quite a few times. We got to know each other, and he says, John, look at these photographs. He had photographs of six Ukrainian women. They were just gorgeous, drop-dead gorgeous women. He says, I'm talking to these women, and I'm probably going to go to Ukraine and date some of these women. He says, John, American women look like this. Won't even talk to me. They won't even talk to me. This is an engineer at a radio station. So Yeah, and a century ago, if there was a divorce, the man got the children. That's the way it was. Consequently, Jim, there were almost no divorces.
Right, right. Well, there was talking, and she talked about all the benefits of being a woman in a marriage. She said you get the, you know, everything, and you're guaranteed at the end, if anything happens, you get everything. There's a joke. It's not a joke, but it's back in the 90s, there was I forget how it went. It's something like, you ever hear of Barbie of the 90s? She comes with all her stuff and all of Ken's too, was the joke. But not a joke. And so anyway, I just read an article, as long as we're segueing onto this. It's a new term that's come out. It's called sapiosexuality. Now, get your tongue around that one.
Right, right.
Yeah, this is a new psychological classification for women who look for men because of their intelligence.
Uh-huh.
And I can tell you, just from personal experience, that women do that, and they can sense it a mile away.
Oh, yes.
And I'll tell you something. Women do the choosing. See, any guy that thinks he's got to go out, he's got a hotline, and you know he's going to impress all the women, it's like, no. What they're looking for is a guy that's busy, he's doing his thing, he's very interested in it, he's successful, and he's intelligent. And those are the primary factors. The guy that's like building up his muscles to impress the chicks, you know, 99% of the time it does not affect them at all in the final analysis. It might be good for, you know, they want to go out and dance and have a date and have fun. But that's not the guy in the end that they pick. And so anyway,
I'll modify that. It's not the reason they pick the guy.
Right.
So you take two guys who are both bodybuilders, they're both handsome, with great physical attributes. The one that's going to be picked is the intelligent one who's successful in their chosen career, as opposed to the other one who's not. Is that more accurate?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, thanks for the, needed a little help there.
You're welcome, sir.
but okay, well let's get on to the weather. But I've heard that song that you played, the bumper music there, a couple weeks in a row, and I thought, you know, I'm going to reach that topic here on the air, because the United States, interestingly enough, also the original population, if it weren't for the millions of people influx into the country. The United States population would be going down. There's a lot of people that are young people that are waiting to age 30, and they're only having one kid. And so, you know, they're waiting longer, they're having fewer kids, and the population is going down. And that's what happens when you have, you know, basically a society that's succeeding economically. So the way to cure the so-called world population problem is just let people be successful. They're going to have their money, they're going to travel, they're going to have less interest in having babies right away.
Well, there's more to it than that, but that part is accurate also. You ready for another call here, Jim?
Yeah, let's go.
Okay, we got Sherry in Kansas. Good morning, Sherry.
Good morning, gentlemen. I just had to throw something in on this conversation. right now I'm reading a book called This Is Your Brain on Birth Control, and it's by a lady psychologist, and I got it for my granddaughter, but I started reading it, and the pill's been around. It's basically about the pill, what it does, and I'm only about a little over halfway through it, but I really think the pill has done more to strain relations between men and women than most women are aware of. And because there's a lot of information from, you know, stuff they've gathered on how it affects women. And some people put their teenagers on the pill for acne. Some of them, because they got pregnant early, mothers, they put their girls on the pill because they don't think they can, you know, keep them from having sex. So it's, and most women, when they're on the pill, this lady says, because she was on the pill herself for 10 years while she was going to college and grad school. And she says that she did not realize how much it changed her brain. And it really makes a difference if you pick your partner while you're on the pill or if you don't. So it's really interesting.
Well, Sherry, let me add to what you're saying here. I've talked to healthcare professionals, especially female healthcare professionals, doctors. They say what the pill does to the female brain is disrupt the woman's ability to tell the difference between a good man and a man who's not good, to put it in more simple terms.
Yeah.
That's what you read, right?
Yeah, well, there's a lot to that, yeah. So, you know, women should consider a different kind of birth control, is what I think, rather than, you know, the pill. But anyway, I just had to throw that in. Thanks, guys.
Okay.
Bye.
Thank you, Sherry. We appreciate it. Call numbers 512-248-8252. Well, Jim, I'm always looking for an update on archaeology. We got about 3 minutes before the next break, sir.
Yeah, this is the winter solstice, so you see like the Stonehenge, you see these rock circles all over the planet. You see in Zimbabwe, there's a rock circle, and it's dedicated to Venus. And so when you see a circle, it is not just for the solstice or determining the shortest or longest day of the year or whatever. It is for a lot more than that. And it was an attempt to put some data down regarding the planet Venus. And that's the one in Zimbabwe is specifically dedicated to Venus. And so the point is that you see these rock circles, you find the Mayan cities are dedicated to Venus, the comet, not Venus, the planet, Venus, the comet, Quetzalcoatl. In the same way with the Peruvians. And so this gets back to Velikovsky and the study of these this particular event, which was the last major event on Earth, which was the, I call it the Moses event or the Venus event. And so the rock circles, when you see them, right now there's a lot of talk about there's a snake in Ohio, there's all these different things that are marking the solstice. But that's not all they're for. They're for a lot more than that. So anyway, that's the archaeological update for the week.
Okay, well, thank you. Let's see. I think we have... we do. Mike in Kentucky. Got a break coming up, Mike. Make it quick.
Yeah, thanks for mentioning the Ukrainian women. Now I've got ads popping up for Ukrainian women all over my Facebook, and my wife thinks I'm looking for a Ukrainian woman. I was listening to your show and I was on Facebook, and now I have sponsored ads from Ukrainian girls. Just write to me, surprise of your life and stuff like that. I'm like, what the flip, man? They're just listening all the time on for content. I'm glad I've got my microphone.
AI is at work. Yes, go ahead.
Oh, I got my cameras and microphones turned off on this computer, but it's still slurping content, man. Have a great Christmas, guys.
Okay, thanks for the call. This AI is something else, isn't it, Jim?
It's at work. It's alive and well. I was going to mention, too, that I travel around the world a lot, and you go to third world countries, especially, where there's not a lot of opportunity for young people.
Right.
The young girls are having babies at, you know, 13 to 15. If you're 19 and don't have a baby, it's like you're you know, an old maid.
Right.
And
right.
And so this is, you know, the United States and first world countries don't see this, but the populations that are coming in, every woman, I can tell you this, like pretty much any woman of childbearing age that has come into the United States has either got a little baby or is going to have one in the next year. You know, so that, I mean, it's just the way it is. So the 5 million that have come in the Biden administration, add another 2.5 million to that under age one.
Speaking of having babies, I got a note here that if you have a cat that has not been spayed, now is the time to do it because they come into heat after the winter solstice when the days start getting longer. Just a quick note there for the people who own cats. We got a break. We could be right back.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Black Owl Coffee, and I started Black Owl because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product, has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen plan to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile oxysilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
But I'd like to ask each of you what it is you value so highly that you are willing to fight and possibly die for. We will call that Texas. The Mexican army hopes to lure us into attempting escape. Almost anything seems better than remaining in this place, penned up. If, however, we force the enemy to attack, I believe every one of you will prove himself worth 10 in return. We will not only show the world what patriots are made of, but we will also deal a crippling blow to the Army of Santa Ana.
If anyone wishes to depart under the white flag of surrender, you may do so now. You have that right.
But if you wish to stay here with me in the Alamo, We will sell our lives dearly.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. We lost Professor McCanny's signal there. Hopefully he'll rejoin us here. I don't know what's going on. It's just the nature of live radio. These things happen. Jim is a friend. We've met face-to-face a couple of times. We've known each other now for about right at 20 years or so, about 20 years. Helping him out with a project that he had going at the time. And it's developed into a great relationship where I learn from Jim, Jim learns from me, and we all learn from each other. That's the nature of talk radio at its best. Republic Broadcasting is not quite self-sufficient. Since our past, we now have a board of directors. I'm on the board of directors, and we're doing our best to become self-sufficient. In the meantime, we are soliciting donations. In fact, I'm getting married next month, just about 3 weeks or so. And instead of gifts, I'm asking to Republic Broadcasting and to the American Legion in Daysville, Missouri. If you would like to make a gift for my wedding, just make a donation instead to Republic Broadcasting. I would appreciate that, and we can make good use of the funds. That would help a lot. Our listeners know I'm making some changes to my show. We got new advertisements that are fun, new bumper music that's interesting and fun also. And we want to keep doing that. It's a lot of fun doing these things, and I look forward to continuing to make these changes. I've got the programming now to do it with Dr. Horowitz into TV, and we don't know if we can broadcast it live, but we're working to get it on Brighteon. Brighteon has offered a time slot to get Dr. Horowitz and I on there on the weekends with television. It's a work in progress. I'm in the process of learning my challenge, to say the least. It's been a challenge. My studio is ready to go with a green screen, the proper lighting, a good microphone, an okay camera. And so that's where we're going. That's it for the day. Get medical supplies, your energy, cleaning, your essential oils. Now while you can, your firearms, ammunition. Never, ever get your guns. Please have a fun, safe, productive day. My beautiful county of Crawford County, Missouri, the Missouri I get to live in, the even larger, beautiful state of Texas. And Lord, please, God bless the United States of America.
Gonna wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off drop-and lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off drop-and lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. Easeoff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
Ease-Off, LLC, 417-932-6419.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.